today's podcast, we're going to be talking about recession-proofing your business and pandemic-proofing your business. That's right. You see, many people found themselves at the beginning of this pandemic doing only transactional business. They had built a business completely upon transactions. And the thing they discovered during the middle of the pandemic is that I've been doing all these transactional business, but I've not been doing relationship business. And when it comes to a recession, when it comes to a pandemic, you must have a relationship. You must have trust. You must have developed a network. You see, you have to insulate yourself with a strong network to survive a recession, to survive a pandemic. It is the only way to not only survive, but thrive during these times. So the answer is still the same. It's always been the same. You must do more networking. You must create a network. You must insulate yourself from a recession. You must insulate yourself from a pandemic in order to stay in business and in order to grow during a recession and during a pandemic. And today we're going to talk about taking your networking up and networking in the right places and networking in the right direction in your business.
My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Banner season. It's about mailboxes, not inboxes. Building better relationships has never been easier. Using our platform, you can easily send a card and personalized gift to anyone with a simple tap or click. Or fully automated. Stop the digital overload and do something that will mean so much more. Banner season is the easiest way to wow people and the way for you to really get their attention. Develop stronger relationships, increase revenue, and improve your retention. You know you've reached an entirely new level when you inspire customer referrals and you don't have to consistently ask for them. For more information, contact Bo Young at 320-249-1576 or go to betterappreciation.com.
Networking up, okay? Networking up. Are you in the right rooms? Are you with the right people? Are you taking your networking level up, or are you staying the same, or are you declining with who you're networking with? You know, my dad used to tell me all the time, he said, son, you're known by who you run with. Okay, this was his nice way of telling me, Travis, you're it with the wrong friends. You need to choose better friends, okay? That was early advice for me as a teenager that I've taken to grow as professionally. And so when I'm networking, I'm also looking at, am I networking with the right people? And speaking of the right people, let's see who's here. Sean, coming in from Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you, Sean, for being here, my friend. Appreciate your dedication and commitment to this mastermind. And I hope that you find it valuable as well. I hope that you find that the topics are on and that it's something that resonates with you. I know that you contribute to these, and I appreciate you. So thank you for doing that. All right. So are you networking in the right rooms? You know, I looked around where I was networking a few years ago and realized that, you know, I had networked to a level that was here, but I wasn't getting beyond it. And I wanted to create an atmosphere where I was networking up, where I could reach big fish, right? You know, think about the analogy of small ponds versus big ponds. Are you in the small pond, and are you the big fish? Right? Are you the most connected, the most successful, the richest person in the room? And if you are, you're in the wrong room. So if you are the biggest fish in the pond, it might be time to leap ponds. Okay? It might be time to jump to the next one so that you're not the biggest fish anymore. And so that you are able to network with people that are more successful than you, that make more money than you, that are smarter than you, that will help you inch up, right? It's going to help you move up within your network. So are you networking up? So let's continue here, and let's talk about where are successful people, all right? That's what you have to look for. You're like, all right, if I'm not in the right place, where are they? Where do they hang out? Okay. And so I'm going to tell you a quick story about the last recession. Okay. The last recession back in, it would have been 2007, 2008. And I was a victim of that recession, probably like a lot of you. And I'm going to talk specifically about Lexus. Okay. And Lexus, whenever they started in the recession, they realized no one was buying cars. You know, no one was doing it. And you know, their dealerships were sitting empty. Their salesmen were sitting around twiddling their thumbs, and there was no one there buying cars. And so what did they do? They said, well, we need to find where successful people are. Where are they hanging out? And they're like, oh, they're at the country clubs. They're at the golf courses. They're at the social clubs. You know, that's where they are. And so they went and they put their salespeople in brand new Lexus cars, and they sent them out to the golf courses, and they sent them out to the social clubs, and they sent them to the places where successful people were spending time. And they'd belly up to somebody at a table and say, hey, how are you? And they'd start chit-chatting and small talking. And pretty soon somebody would say, so what is it you do? And they'd say, well, I'm a Lexus salesperson. Have you ever driven a Lexus? And no, I haven't. Or, you know, it's been a while since I have. Or, you know what? I have a brand new, I mean, like brand new out in the parking lot. You want to take it for a spin? Let's go. Right. It's like, sure. Yeah. Because there's no pressure. Right. They didn't come there to buy a car. So they don't feel like they're being sold to. And so they go out, they drive this new car. It's got new, fresh smell. I mean, this thing is comfy. The leather's good. You know, it's driving nice. It's got all the newest features. And then who wants to get out of that brand new, beautiful car and then go back and get in your old crappy car, right? No one wants to do that. So they went to where the people were, the successful people were, where their customers were hanging out. And that's where they started doing sales. And that's what got Lexus through their recession. And so I told you that story because you have to be looking for where are successful people? Where are they spending their time? And, you know, are you spending your time with them? All right. So look for where are the successful people? Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to embrace discomfort, all right? Embrace discomfort. Get outside your comfort zone. So here's the problem, right? If you are comfortable, then you're reaching your level of you know, block. I mean, like, that's it. You hit the ceiling. And it's so much easier to stay with your where you're comfortable. You're like, you know what? I got this. It's kind of nice. I hang out with these same people every week. We have the same talks about the same things. You know, I'm not really growing. They're not growing. But, you know, it's what I do, and it feels good, and it's comfortable. I'm going to say you have to embrace discomfort, and you have to get outside your comfort zone. That's where life begins, at the end of your comfort zone, okay? So you got to get outside it. You've got to meet new people. You have to start conversations with people that are more successful than you. Don't be discouraged. Don't be intimidated by the people that, like, you know what, they won't want to talk to me. I'm not at that level. Like, how are you ever going to get there? How are you ever going to get there if you don't network up, all right? You've got to get outside that comfort zone. You have to talk to people. It's like approaching a celebrity. You know, some people will sit and watch and never say a word, and others will rush for an autograph, and then others will just say, hey, how you doing? It's nice to meet you, and not make a big deal out of it, right? So the next one I'm going to lead you into is once you're outside that comfort zone and you're approaching that person, I want you to be authentic. Okay, be authentic, be yourself. Don't try to be anyone else. Now, I'm going to say that, yes, you need to dress for success. You know, go buy that suit, wear that nice tie, make sure your shirt is crisp, make sure you're wearing a nice watch, you know, or you've got that nice handbag, ladies, or whatever. Look the part, but be authentic. Be yourself. People are going to like you for who you are. Don't try to be someone else, okay? Dress for success, but don't try to be someone else. I want you to be authentic. I want you to be yourself. People are going to like you for you. They're going to enjoy getting to know you. Be your most authentic self, okay? And then, you know, the next thing I'm going to share is don't sell. Stop selling. And I know because we're all salespeople and that comes naturally to us. And it's like, all right, I'm in front of my best client. I'm in front of a successful person. They can make a big difference. They can buy lots of stuff. Hold back and don't sell. They'll seek you out. They will eventually ask you, what is it you do? How long have you been doing it? You know, what is it you love about it? How are you different? How are you making a difference? You know, what makes you unique and special? You know, all those things. All those things are going to come up in conversation. And then eventually someone will say, hey, you know, I'm kind of interested in that. I want you to put some numbers together for me. Just pull back. Just hold back. Don't hard sell, but just drip in information. Just drip it in. Drip it in slowly, easily. Don't hard sell it. Get to know them. Build a relationship. Build trust. Drip it in. Drip it in. Drip it in. And all of a sudden, they want to buy from you. And you never had to sell to them. I mean, it's going to be way better. Now, it's a longer approach, but it's a more fruitful approach, okay? If you do this over time, they're going to spend more money with you because the trust is higher. They'll stay with you longer as a client because there's loyalty and commitment to you as a relationship. They're more likely to send someone else to you in the future, right? Because they like you, they trust you, they know you, they've had a good experience with you. They're going to send you a future referral. They're going to spend more money with you than your competitor because of that level of trust. I'm telling you, there are so many benefits to not hard selling, but to hold back, build a relationship, build the trust, and drip it in. Okay, drip it in. All right. So I'm going to tell you also when you're networking with successful people, that you also have to stay positive. Successful, motivated people don't want to be surrounded by Debbie Downers, negative Nancys. Like, I don't have time for that. I don't want to spend my time with that. I don't want to drain my energy because every day I get up with gratitude. Every day I get up going over my goals and how driven I am as a person, and I'm reviewing my goals and I'm checking out my vision board. And if you're not a positive person, you don't belong in my life. So whatever you do, and here's the thing, people are naturally complainers. They're naturally, I mean, like, you want to complain about everything. And I'm going to tell you, don't complain. As a human race, people are complainers. And it's natural. Maybe you're sitting at the bar at the country club and you want to complain about the stock market. You want to complain about revenues. You want to complain about sales are down. You want to complain about the economy. You want to complain about the coronavirus. You want to complain about all these things. I'm going to say, stop, pull it back, hold it in, and stay positive. Share something great that's happening. People want to hear good news. People need to be lifted up. Build courage, build confidence, build positivity. And if you do those things, people will be naturally attracted to you. Think of yourself like a magnet. All right? Think of yourself like a magnet. And you don't want to be repelling things away. Like, if you get two magnets together, one pushes the other away. All right? So if you got a positive magnet and a negative magnet, it's going to push. All right? But you want to attract like people, positive people, motivated people, driven people, inspired people, then be positive. Say positive things. Share positive things. Do positive things, right? Stay positive. And I'm telling you, the next level, the people that you're networking up with will be more attracted to you, all right? So stay positive. All right, so the next thing I'm going to say is add value to the conversation. Not just be positive, but know your stuff. Don't go in unprepared, all right? Know some of the current affairs. Know the current topics. Be well-versed in your industry. If you're sitting in the golf club, be ready to talk about golf. You know, if you're at Top Golf, be talking about sports, or, you know, be ready to have good conversations, positive conversations, add value, add comedy, add energy, add positivity, add value to the conversation. People remember you because of these things. Like if you brought something to the table, if you offered insight, if you said, hey, do you mind? And by the way, if I'm ever going to offer advice, I always ask, could I offer you some advice? Are you open to hearing some advice? Would you like some feedback? And asking that question gives the permission for you to be able to share. All right. This is a really important key ingredient here, that you have the permission to critique. You have the permission to add value. You have the permission, you know, to give advice. All right. This is really, really important in this process, that you don't give it away without the permission. All right. So add value, but do it with permission. And then the last one that I'm going to share with you here today is, when you're networking up, don't forget to follow up. You know, and I love this screen, this picture of the fortune cookies, because the fortune is always in the follow up, folks. It totally is. And don't assume that people are going to remember you. All right. Always put into the context. So, you know, I field about 100 emails a day. I'm on average of 3 to 5 Zooms per day. That's all happening during a worldwide pandemic, all right? And when I was previously in person, I'd hold an event, and there'd be 100 people on that at that event, 100 in the room. And if I did that twice a week, I mean, I would be, and additionally, I would be at several other network meetings, and I would be in contact roughly with, let's say, 300 people a week. I wish I had my father's memory. My dad was somebody that he would meet someone, not see them for 15 years, and bump into them in a supermarket and know their name. Now, he probably met with less people than me, so maybe that was a little bit easier for him. I'm not sure, but he was someone that remembered it. He heard it once, he remembered it always. And that's something I have to work at. And so, you know, people will come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, and they think that I've remembered them. And I want people to feel special, and I want them to know that they're memorable. But sometimes I forget the name, and it's because, you know, the amount of people that I'm in contact with. And so don't assume that they're going to remember you. Don't assume that they're going to know your name, and just offer it up. You know, hey, I wanted to follow up with you. It's Travis Sims with AGC. Remember, we met at the golf course, and we were talking about this. I wanted to just follow up and say, hey, how are you doing? How can I help you? You know, let's meet again. I enjoyed our experience, right? So follow up, but follow up is key. And do that again. Like, if you don't hear anything, do it again. If you get a back response, do it again. They'll remember you because of your follow up. The fortune is always in the follow up. So, guys, remember, when you're networking up, you know, these are great tools to help you reach higher levels of success, higher levels of people. It's not enough. It's not enough to just be comfortable. It's not enough to stay within your network and just be comfortable with them. If you want to reach new levels of success, if you want to reach new levels of income, if you want to reach new levels in relationships, you've got to network up, all right? Guys, we're going to leave you with this final quote of the day. It's a quote of mine, and so I'm going to get us to it. And that is, if you are the best connected, richest, most successful person in the room, you are in the wrong room.